So here's from us, BBS, from Vishnu Swami Das, subject Bhagavad Gita. Could be spelled properly. So the question, the subject is Bhagavad Gita, and the question is, every living entity has soul and super soul, question mark. Or only human beings have soul and super soul, question mark. Well, this, from asking this question, it appears that the person who asked it has never read Bhagavad Gita or heard anything about Bhagavad Gita, so I suggest that you do that. Study Bhagavad Gita as it is, very carefully. Otherwise, the question is something like asking, after reading all the seven khandhas of Ramayana, asking that, who is Sita the father of? Which is a ridiculous question, because obviously Sita is not the father of everyone. She's the wife of Ramachandra, Bhagavan, and the mother of Lava and Kusha, or Love Kush, as it's said in Hindi. So, if you read it and you didn't understand, or the devotee asking this is living in Mayapur, so I recommend you can attend the classes of Vidvan Gauranga Prabhu, who we recently called all the way from Mayapur to Baroda to speak on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness for several days. The question's ridiculous. Every living entity has a soul and a super soul. No. The living entity is the soul. To think I am a human being and I have a soul means we have no atmagyan, or knowledge of the soul whatsoever. We are the soul, and the body is the covering. And the this is very basic teaching of Bhagavad Gita. And the atma is present in all living forms, and the paramatma, super soul, is there also.